The reason that many attacks are not prevented is not because it was impossible to anticipate the perpetrator's actions, but because someone screwed up. German law enforcement agencies were aware that the man who killed 12 in Berlin before Christmas was an ISIS sympathizer and had talked about committing an attack. Repeated attempts to deport him had failed, stymied by bureaucracy, lack of resources, and poor case preparation. In Britain, a parliamentary report into the killing of Lee Rigby identified a number of serious delays and potential missed opportunities to prevent it. Khalid Massoud, the man who attacked Westminster, was identified in 2010 as a potential extremist by MI5. But perhaps the most disquieting explanation for the ubiquity of the term is that it tells us something we want to believe. Yes, the terrorist threat now appears much more amorphous and unpredictable than ever before. At the same time, the idea that terrorists operate alone allows us to break the link between an act of violence and its ideological hinterland. It implies that the responsibility for an individual's violent extremism lies solely with the individual themselves. The truth is much more disturbing. Terrorism is not something you do by yourself. It is highly social. People become interested in ideas, ideologies, and activities, even appalling ones, because other people are interested in them. In his eulogy at the funeral of those killed in the mosque shooting in Quebec, the imam, Hassan Guillet, spoke of the alleged shooter. Over previous days, details had emerged of the young man's life. Alexandre Bissonnette, before being a killer, was a victim himself, said Hassan. Before he planted his bullets in the heads of his victims, somebody planted ideas more dangerous than the bullets in his head. Unfortunately, day after day, week after week, month after month, certain politicians and certain reporters and certain media poisoned our atmosphere. We did not want to see it because we love this country, we love this society. We wanted our society to be perfect. We were like some parents who, when a neighbor tells them their kid is smoking or taking drugs, answers, "I don't believe it. My child is perfect." We don't want to see it, and we didn't see it, and it happened. But, he went on to say, there was a certain malaise. Let us face it, Alexandre Bissonnette didn't emerge from a vacuum.